What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. They still ain't ready, Rich. They still ain't ready.
welcome
back. Another episode of What is TWS podcast. I think we had 24. Yeah, last one was
20 whatever.
It was the Jordan episode last one, so that's how I'm keeping track.
Yep.
Hey.
24 in. We still going, people. We still going.
So, diving right in on this episode. That is our new intro. I think I forced it into the last pause. You know what I'm trying to say. It was in the last episode.
Had to make it work. It's all right.
Had to make it work. This episode put a little more thought into it. We'll integrate it a little better as time goes on. But I want to start this episode with a update on my brother-in-law, Deuce Man Beats. He's home from the hospital, in good spirits. I think he's probably just a little bored, you know. If you follow him on Facebook, you know, he's looking for some company or somebody to come chill with the boy for a little bit. But, he's home, you know, recovering, healing up, but made it out of the hospital okay. So we're all happy to hear that. Keep thoughts and prayers going out to him because, there's a lot more to be done. We need to handle these medical bills. We need to try to find the person that hit him and prosecute him to the full extent of the law. But, let's see. So, I wanted to update everybody on that. Let you know that he was doing all right. I'm going to start out this week with, I'm going to start positive, then go negative. Then we're going to be on a roller coaster. Ride with me. I'm going to start out with Royce da 5'9". I hate to say I told you so. No, I really don't. I told John. I've been telling people for the longest that Royce was, like, creeping into my top five. I think he's solidly in that top five, might be like top three material at this point, just based off the fact that I don't think you can name me more than two people who could possibly do what he's doing right now. If you haven't heard his the freestyle over the I Got the Keys beat, that is just lyricism at its finest. That's what I'm saying. M and Kendrick are the two
I would mention
in terms of could possibly do something like that. I really can't see
straight off the top. Pause off the dome.
I mean, not even off. Just that level of
lyrical prowess.
I just don't. I mean, all time. There are a lot of great lyricists. I love Biggie. I'm a Biggie fan. That's my man. You know, Three Stacks. We talked about it before. Mos, Scarface. I mean, I'm not down to anybody's
Three
lyrical ability.
Three Stacks is underrated too.
He's underrated.
I feel like he doesn't get enough credit. Like people, I feel like people recognize who 3K is, but like the full extent of what he's capable, I feel like he doesn't get enough credit.
I think he's still got a little bit of that Southern rapper stigma on him that hasn't all, you know, we still look at Southern rappers a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I heard, you know, I think I was listening to Budden's podcast and he was like, he puts out a verse a year. You know, if you give me a whole year to write a verse, it's going to be the most incredible verse you heard also. But
yeah, I think M all day.
Yeah.
M.
But M texted him and was like, dude, you killing it. These are disgusting.
M is like, finally.
All right. M said, and this is like, this got to be the greatest
that's a compliment.
Compliment you could possibly receive. Is Eminem says, I hate you, die.
Mm-hmm.
You could put out a verse that make M say, I hate you, die.
So I played it for Renee, and I played it when she was getting ready for work. So like I feel like she wasn't necessarily paying attention. Like as soon as I started it, and he was like, "I got the keys." She's like, "What the fuck is that?" So I'm like, "You gotta listen to the wordplay. Like seriously,
it's crazy
because it's
and it's consistent.
I listened to it about three times, and every time you listen to it, like you hear." Like another part, like we talked about this earlier, you have to read
the
lyrics.
I needed to have
while,
the lyrics right
like
there.
Like you're going.
Yeah.
Like some of the shit he says, over the top.
Over the top.
Like we were listening to it, And he said that line about a Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was it What I Bandit, Jedi Bandit? And like 30 seconds after he says it, Renee is like,
What I Bandit. Right.
And I'm like, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You
and in those couple of seconds while you're laughing at it.
Because you're processing it, you missed everything else. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to have to play it for her again.
And I'm saying, but he's been doing this consistently for a long time now. Like, I threw this one out there on Facebook and everything for everybody because this, to me, was just incredible, over the top. But
you know,
I've been putting Royce records on the website and in my playlist for months now. He was creeping into my top five. I can make a case for top three at this point because I really don't feel like I don't feel like there's more than two artists that can do what he can do. Whether or not that makes him the one, two, or three best rapper of all time, mm-hmm. that's debatable. But are there people who have the same level of lyrical prowess as him? I don't think there's that many. So yeah, that was like the highlight of my day because I was having a rough day. So now we're gonna move on to the.
I just gotta add again. Thought it was crazy. So. Always respected Royce. Yeah. He spits. But the fact that was like, you couldn't tell, like, I thought he wrote it.
Yeah. I think I come from like a different understanding of like this current definition of freestyle. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that was off the top of his head. I believe that was written. I think now mm-hmm. people use the term freestyle anytime you like take somebody's beat and just do whatever you want to do over top of it. So I'm gonna say in my mind that was written.
It wasn't really lined up. So you can, I guess I can see that point. Either way,
I still don't think anybody can write that.
Wordplay was ridiculous.
We can talk about this
all day.
I'm gonna say, and this one is debatable. We can do this on another episode. I'm gonna add somebody into that list of the two. So I said M and Kendrick could do it. You know someone who else I think. Could possibly match that.
You sound like you're about level. To say somebody real controversial.
It's gonna be controversial. Are you ready for this, Rich? Are you sitting down? But I think Joey could do it. Have you listened to some of that?
We need a moment of silence for that. Hey, I don't think Joe Budden.
And trust me, I want to hate Joe. Like he took so much away from my enjoyment of his music doing that Love and Hip Hop thing. Like I was a sincere Joe Budden fan. And now between Love and Hip Hop and the podcast probably wouldn't be as bad mm-hmm. if I wasn't putting that Love and Hip Hop face on the dude that I'm listening to.
He ruined it
for me there.
But I can't see Joe Budden.
His skill level is crazy. What he did to Drake, and we're not giving him any credit for that because who cared? But what he did to Drake, like Drake didn't respond. And we know why Drake didn't respond. It's not because he's, you know, above that and didn't have time or whatever.
Drake was busy writing a love song.
He was getting bodied. Like, he was getting bodied. He was getting murdered out
there. He was busy writing a love song.
In another note regarding all of this, Bars is suspended until further notice.
we wasn't going up against it. Yeah, I didn't feel... You can't talk about Royce and try to spit bars at the same... No.
I can't even remember whole verse. I could... Yeah, nah. I wasn't going to embarrass myself this week or this episode. So until I feel like I can do better, or you know, whenever Rich wants to, you know, step in, or we can stick to the coffee shop bars. We can do some more.
I got some stuff.
Finger snaps. Hold on.
Definitely wasn't doing it and talking about Royce though. Yeah. That wasn't gonna happen.
This just wasn't an episode for that.
Yeah, no.
We can always come back to that.
We'll be back.
But yeah, that was the highlight of my day because I was having a bad day. I got up. I started my usual promo routine for the website, and we got the store popping right now. So I woke up this morning in a good mood. Like I wanna promote the store. I wanna promote our episodes, get the podcast going, jump on Twitter, see what's happening. And I ran into the wrong trending topics, man. I looked at that Obama years hashtag, and it just reminds me of how clearly divided, and not even against racial lines. Like, this is just, there are just two opposing factions in the country right now who don't have any common frame of reference. Like, like in the same hashtag thing, you got people who was Obama was the greatest president we've ever had, and Obama was the worst president we've ever had. And you got numbers up here, and you got numbers up here, and it's depressing. It's depressing.
It's getting real bad.
When you look at some of the stuff and just see what people actually believe and what people think and what now people feel confident enough to tell the world they think. And you know, it's, I don't know. So, yeah, shout out to Royce, man. You you brought some much-needed levity and joy to my day. I got to enjoy some music for a change, take me away. But, so, yeah. So, I want to do some positive things in this episode. But, of course, Rich, in order for me to be positive...
I got to get the evil out.
I'm sorry, people. I think horrible things throughout the day. And I'm really trying to turn over a new leaf and be, you know, a better dude, especially publicly. But in order for me to do that, I got to get this stuff out. I got to get it out. So, one of my evil thoughts today, I was watching a YouTube clip. And the lady was making a good point. She was pretty much telling dudes who girls or women get on them talking about they broke dudes. She was like, if you got a skill, like if you can cut the grass, you seen the joint? So you seen the joint?
Seen it.
And she was like, you not she broke, you rich. And she was in here. She was hitting the phone. Yeah. But why all girls from New Orleans got that deep voice? Like that deep voice throws me off. It was, you know, it was nothing wrong with her, and she was
she had some bass. She had some baritone.
Some baritone. Yeah. And that's not the first one I run. Like I was starting to wonder, am I the only one? Like is it New Orleans? I need to talk to Drew, see if he can help me understand.
That video was crazy though, because she
had a point.
She had a point, but
she was taking it a little far.
Yeah, and you know what it is. I live in a nice neighborhood. I'm not going to say I forgot about my roots.
Right.
But sometimes, like, the over-the-top...
You weren't ready for that much ratchet.
Yeah, the over-the-top, extra ratchet, the extra dramatization, the extra... What, like, don't everything doesn't have to be extra. She's up here like, you got you a good man. He mowed a lawn. He's a landscape specialist. And I'm like, what, he taking out the trash? What? He's a janitor. I was like, really? I mean, she was hooking him up. She was like, give him some credit for that. He know how to fix your car? Your car? Guess what? He saved you a couple hundred dollars.
Good point. Like, she told dudes, sit down, tally up your skills and what you bring to the table. And at the end of the day, you probably saving her more money than the other dude is putting in her hand. Like, so you're not broke. I couldn't argue with the message.
They're never gonna think like that. Never.
It's I couldn't never argue with the message, but the baritone was just it was tapping on my forehead like, yo, why does she sound like that? But maybe somebody from New Orleans can help me understand. It's no diss. I'm just I'm curious. I don't understand. It's different. Yeah, it's a different thing for me. It's something different. But I need to be able to say that, you know. Without feeling judged.
Just like the Swedish and German and all of them.
Yeah, some of them.
Amazonian. It's fucking.
Rich said it. I didn't say it.
There's nothing wrong with being an Amazon. I mean, I picked a good phrase. Amazon. But they are like towering.
Yeah.
Towering women. Like, shit. Can be a bit intimidating, but yeah. I feel you coming from it. I mean,
I'm just saying, if we harmonize, we can't both be baritone. I need you to be able to hit the other octave. Let me stay where I'm at. Like, I'm not Ralph Tresvant. I ain't trying to Mr. Telephone Man. But, I can't do it.
But yeah, I get the point you're trying to say, and on both levels, like she did make a good point. But yeah, I don't know where that that deep voice comes from. Actually, Brandon comes from New Orleans too, I think.
I think oh, shout to Brandon, man. I'm trying, Rich. Don't do that.
Are you Brandon, aren't you from New Orleans?
I think so. Well, we from Louisiana or somewhere in that.
New Orleans is in Louisiana.
Yeah. But you got different parts.
Okay, got it.
I'm speaking specifically about New Orleans.
I think he's from New Orleans. I feel like since 2012, every time he introduces himself to somebody, he's always like, from New Orleans.
All right,
I've heard it several times.
This is going to be the test. We talking about you, Brandon. So then if I don't see a comment on this episode.
We know you ain't listening.
We know you ain't motherfucking listening.
Is anybody out there?
We know you ain't listening. All these people, because I've been mentioning feels specific like I'm names
to
in these last couple of episodes. So I know you ain't listening. You can't hit me up later and be like, man, I check out all your episodes. No, you don't, Nick, because I called you gay 3 weeks ago and you ain't saying that. No diss to the LGBT. Oh, I was told it's now LGBTQ. Yeah. I thought queer, I thought you weren't supposed to say that. Queer or questioning. Is that? Tammy said it's queer or questioning.
I thought it was queer. I didn't know it was questioning. I mean, I guess now the Q is in. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't keep up.
I don't know. Like, I looked up one day and I saw the Q at the end. I didn't know.
This is all I'm going to say. Because it's getting to be too many...
acronyms.
Too many acronyms. Can we? I don't want to like blanket people, but y'all you're putting yourselves in a group by saying LGBTQ. Like we a mob, we roll together. Can we get just one? I can't keep adding letters. I can't. That's a lot for me to do. Like,
we about to revamp everything? Can we BLM, TNT?
I can't do it.
Black Lives Matter today, not tomorrow. Like people. People be revamping shit on the fly. Like, why? Seriously, though. Like,
we got to add some shit on the TWS, though. We got to just start throwing some extra letters in there for fun. TWS.
QYZ.
NMB. No more bars. Till Royce retires.
I thought about getting one of those new, the Google.
The new domain
jobs. Yeah.
Like ABC,
XYZ.
XYZ, yeah.
TWS, XYZ.
All right, so that's I got
random letters.
Well, I think my evil is out for right now. I feel better. I'm gonna try to move on to the positivity, the kinder, gentler, turn the other cheek plan. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. Y'all pray for me. What's going on with you though, Rich?
Man, the two rants that I had, just realized I don't know if that person listens to this podcast. Since that person is kind of my boss, I ain't gonna say that one right now. I'm gonna go to something else.
All right.
Actually, you know what? I'm actually in a good mood. The only thing that's pissing me off is the fact that it costs more to fill up the motherfucking SUV than it did the car, but I don't fill it up as often, so therefore it's like, I'm not mad about it. I'm really not mad at nothing today. All right. I was frustrated as fuck earlier. But then I got my new computer, so it was like...
That's right.
I'm feeling good right now.
I mean, that would do it. That would do it. So I'm going to awkward segue off of what she was talking about. But speaking of, like, one of your bosses, and then one of your bosses is a Cowboy fan, and our other friend, a big supporter of the show, big supporter of TWS Multimedia, I text him. The night of the game.
Mr. Benz.
I text him the night of the game to say welcome to the offseason. We saved the seat okay? for you. I haven't heard from
him. See,
I haven't heard from him. that's my beef right now. That's why I haven't heard from
him. I feel like he liked one of my pictures.
Yeah, like he's out there. Like he's not hiding. Like he's on Facebook and stuff, but he hadn't hollered at me. Like he's pretty outspoken.
Let me look.
I feel like the joke. Like, why so serious? Like, why you ain't hit me back, homie? I thought we could joke about it. I thought we could throw a couple jabs back and forth. You know, we saved a spot on the couch for you.
All right, I'm on the Benz's page.
He's still out there. He just not mentioning. He is not talking about it. I don't see nothing about this.
You know, he's in. I don't even see any. He hasn't even been posting.
Hey, that's not. You can't do that.
He's MIA.
That's a flag. Bro. That's a flag. We don't have to talk about that.
January 1st, 5th, 8th.
That's another person I called out on the podcast. So if I don't see a comment now, I know you.
So his last post was last Thursday. Yeah. So he's legitimately MIA.
All of them. Where have all the Cowboys gone?
I meant to listen to the Breakfast Club this morning because I was like, I know. Charlamagne is gonna bitch a fit.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to check that one out.
Where are they though? I don't see nobody. Ain't nobody. I don't see any Cowboys fans on my timeline. Nobody. Silence. Everybody's done. It's like they went on vacation too.
Everybody gone fishing. That's cool though. Man, all right. So keeping with sports, LeBron got his ass mollywop last night. Not last night. No. Yeah, last night.
Did LeBron get mollywopped or did LeBron go out for an Oscar?
No, that particular play, yeah, that's, we got to talk. You know, you can't keep doing that. That team, the Cavs in general.
So you're talking about the overall. The overall. All right, the overall, yeah, they got spanked.
They got spanked.
But see, that one particular play, he's
this is my
super flop motherfucker.
This is my putting names on blast episode. Reed Howell. My boy Reed, who I did, we celebrated a year of Facebook friendship yesterday. He's from Ohio. I let him know that shout out to Facebook. I let him know that I was going for Golden State last night. And, you know, I'm so sorry for what happened to your boys, but it was necessary.
He's a Cavs fan?
Yeah, he's a Cavs fan. I mean, he's Ohio till he die. You know, and I got nothing but respect for people like that. You know, if that's where you come from and that's the team you support, then, you know, I can't stand all the, you know, people in D.C. that are Cowboy fans talking to UK Vaughn. See, I'm throwing names out there tonight.
I mean, till this day, like, you see me, I wear my Knicks. Yeah. I wear my Nets gear. It is what it is. Like, do I think we're going to go to the show? No. Yeah. I have complete faith that my team is not going to make it. Yeah. Why? These motherfuckers, they don't perform.
I wasn't ready. I have complete faith that my team is not going
to
make it.
It sucks, but I've been... You know how hard it is to be a Knicks fan?
You know how hard it is to be a Redskins fan? Can't nobody talk to me.
They do more than the Knicks.
I don't know.
Like, the Knicks is like... This is some real... Like, that couple of years when they went back-to-back, we talking about Camby, Houston days. Like, they... Man, I thought he was going to get signed, and then they gave Houston that $21 million, and then he just stopped.
And this is why I don't understand why you're not with me on the Jordan situation. Because the Knicks could have been somebody, but it was, you know, it was a squad anyway. Y'all could have been somebody.
They should have rose to the occasion. Speaking of rose.
This nigga went MIA.
Motherfucking MIA. He did that shit on purpose. He did that shit on purpose.
And he just keep talking about it like it's nothing like that.
How you just going to disappear? He was like, well, y'all need me.
Right. And he's still starting. He came back and like, hey.
They ain't got no choice.
Your job is here.
Who they got?
Man, throw it in. Throw in the towel. What like you said, you got complete faith that they not going to make it. Hey, just throw it in the towel.
They need to do something with Melo.
Hey, let's see. I haven't really been following the NBA, but I did watch that slacking, that molly whopping.
Flopping ass. LeBron is too damn big to be flopping like that.
Like it looked to me like he could have gotten hurt more from
the
falling like that than from, you know, the bump he received. But whatever. It didn't help none. It didn't help none whatsoever. That was an ass whooping I've ever seen one. Alright, so let's see. What else is going on right now? More music. You sent me the J. Cole joint, the High for Hours track, and I listened to it about two or three times. And I'm a Cole fan, and I like what he was trying to say. I like him, you know, putting a verse about meeting Obama and all of that, and then the whole anti-revolution thing, because all that ever happens is, you know, the classes replace each other and they become the same. They become the oppressor that they complained about. For years. That's, you know, that hasn't necessarily happened here in the United States, but I see the point of his record. I wasn't excited about it from a lyrical standpoint though. Like listening to something like Royce's freestyle and then listening to that J. Cole record, while poignant or something, you know, is that the word, poignant? It wasn't like I feel like his last couple of records, he's focused more on the message than the skill. You know, we listen to your message because of your skill. Like, I need the skill to, you know, maybe it don't have to take the forefront again, but it need to at least be right up there with the message. And I think Cole got the skill. I mean, I've heard him go in on some joints.
I like Cole. I've been a Cole fan since Cole World, baby. I like him.
I like him. I was a fan since the. I was showing people that video when he did Losing My Balance a cappella. Like that was one of my records. But yeah, I wasn't necessarily impressed by that. I get the point. It's nice. But nah, it wasn't what I wanted it to be. I wasn't like, I was excited because it was a J. Cole record and I listened to it and I wasn't excited anymore. I felt let down. I was hurt.
I don't know. I like Cole. I'm still a Cole fan.
I'm still gonna wait for the next thing he put out. But I feel like we witnessing a regression. Like he's it is becoming message first, lyricism second, and I just need them to be, you know, 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
You know, I want him to still flex his muscle every once in a while and show the skill while having a message. You know what I mean? I think that's one of, you know, Kendrick's big selling points is that he can do both. He can say some poignant,
I like K-Dot stuff. I like K-Dot
without sacrificing the skill level. So I don't know. Man. Then today, the 25th anniversary of Juice.
I feel like Juice is one of those movies where you have to watch it.
Yeah.
I feel like you definitely. Get your black card revoked if you haven't watched Juice.
I'm sure she has. Should we? Can you grab
it? She don't tell me she.
I'm sure she has. We can which ask one? Her. Neither one of them.
Have either one of you seen Juice?
No. You see the looks? Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. What'd I tell you? We should have bet money.
Oh, shit. That's one of those things. You can't not see Juice.
They haven't seen it. I don't know. I don't know too many people who haven't seen it multiple times.
I've seen Juice at least. I want to say five, but it's probably more. That's one of them like yearly.
Yeah, it every once in a while, at least once a year, it pops up on MTV.
Yeah, VH1, and BET, that's the time that you watch it.
And you just sit there and watch.
And then watching Juice again, Boys in the Hood again, all of them.
25 years that we getting old. Bitch.
I can't believe I know somebody who hasn't seen Juice. No. I can't believe I'm old enough to have seen Juice when Juice came out. 25 years, oh shit.
25 years.
I'm not old, I'm seasoned. I'm prime. I'm ripe.
I'm old. you can be ripe over there by yourself.
That shit is crazy. How have you not seen Juice? I'm gonna call you out, and I know you. I know you're gonna listen to this episode, Tammy. You gotta watch and Yesenia. You haven't seen Juice.
Yesenia get a pass. I
should get a pass.
Like she Puerto Rican, like Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but 85% of her friends are black.
I don't know.
I bet you Steven seen Juice.
I know Steven seen Juice.
That's what I'm saying.
Steven probably got Juice on DVD,
Blu-ray collector's edition.
Right now, he probably got the VHS. He might have a laser disc. You never know. Yeah, so see how we dropping names. We dropping names this episode. Good, I'm expecting to hear from people. I'm expecting to hear from folks. We
ain't going to do it.
Say something. All right. Sticking with the movies. This is how, see how I'm segueing? These are not the best segues, but they
this next one, though.
Nah.
I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And then as I got to the middle of the preview, I was like, oh, this is where it's going. Then I'm personally not like a scary horror, like all of that type of Saw, Paranormal Activity, all that type of weird shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. The horror movies I like, Underworld, like fake shit.
Yeah,
this some real shit.
I think that's like gonna be the genius thing about it. So we're talking about Jordan Peele's movie coming out on February 24th, Get Out. And I had heard about it like last year or early last year sometime. And then I thought I heard somebody say like it was done, like it was scrapped, it wasn't gonna happen, we weren't gonna see it. And I was a little disappointed. And then just out of the blue, I see the preview again and it's got a release date. And I'm really excited. This
that shit looks freaky.
Yeah, it looks freaky. And I think, like, the whole, you know, Jordan Peele, you know, Key and Peele have always had, you know, some social commentary in, you know, whatever they produce, be it comedy or whatever it is that they're doing. I think this one is really going to, like, hit hard. This whole idea of, you know, conditioning, you know, these black people to acquiesce and, you know, the whole system in place that makes this happen, and people don't realize that it's happening. I mean, you know, I think it's just a metaphor for, you know, what's really going on. It's going to be a dope movie, and I can't wait to see it and see how people are going to react to it.
What's crazy, though, is every time I heard them mention it every time, I never put Peele and Peele together.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was his project.
Yeah, I think that's what... I heard first it was Jordan Peele's movie, and I'm watching the trailer, like, waiting for it to get funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
this shit is not funny.
This is getting, like, worse.
Yeah. That dream where he's, like, in the chair, crying, because he's paralyzed. Oh, that.
Yeah, sink into the floor. Like, when that shit happened, when he took the picture, homeboy nose started bleeding, I'm like, I can't do this. The black woman who was
just laughing,
fucking smiling and laughing maniacally while she was crying at the same damn time. This is going to
get you nightmares. But
what I'm not planning on watching.
I feel like it's a message, but it's a message. It's a message.
The downside, because I feel like it probably is going to be a message. And like, I want to see the ending, but I don't know if I have what it takes to make it through it. This is what Cody is for. Exactly what Cody's doing.
I gotta see this in the theater. But I think this is gonna be dope, because I feel like Key and Peele have gotten a lot of flack for like not being black enough. Mm-hmm. And I think this is gonna be a movie where...
Really? Who thinks Key and Peele aren't black enough?
I think a lot of people look at them like in the realm of black comedy. Like, they're not the Kevin Harts and Cat Williams and
Hood or...
And Mike Epps, you know.
Because they're well-spoken.
Like, they way over here with it.
They're articulating.
Because they both mixed, you know. They got one foot in, one foot out.
What's his name is mixed, and he's funny as hell. What's his name? Trevor Noah.
I like him on that show. I tried to watch a stand-up joint the other day.
Yeah, I don't know if he's good enough, too.
Couldn't do it.
Michael Che, though. Michael Che. Yeah. His stand-up was funny.
That was funny as hell.
Matters.
that was funny as hell. But yeah, I think this is, you know, like for two people, well, not for two people, because we're only talking about Jordan Peele, but for Jordan Peele to have gotten some of the flack that I believe he's gotten, and I think this movie is going to be specifically addressing, like, black issues in a very clever way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have to give him his props. We're going to have to give him a pass on this one. Like, this is a... I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see the movie, because I think it's going to be a good movie. And then I'm also interested in, I'm curious to see how people are going to accept it. Mm-hmm. Like, what reception it's going to receive. So February 24th, I would say I'm going to see it on February 24th, but I ain't been to a movie theater in a long ass time. And who knows when I'm going to see the fucking movie. Yeah. I haven't seen Hidden Figures. I haven't seen Fences.
First of all,
I haven't seen any of these joints.
Hidden Figures. If you do not see another motherfucking movie this year, and I'm talking, Renee and I go to the movies every week. It's always the free days, the cheap days, the $2 days, whatever the days. We always $10 days. Like every week we're at the movie theater, especially Movie House and Eatery. Right now they got the best seats. I'm talking about fully reclining, super comfortable for $10. I'm in there. By the way, they got the mommy days. You know, you can take a lease. Have the kids up in there, yeah, and y'all look good. Full bar, full food, full comfort, whatever the case may be. I can't do nothing
with no bar, man.
But Hidden Figures was the shit. Like I wanted to see it because I thought it was gonna be good, but I mostly wanted to see some other stuff. And Renee is like, no, I really want to see Hidden Figures. I'm like, all right, whatever. We go see Hidden Figures. That shit was bomb. Like. I saw it. I haven't seen Fences yet, because I want to get them dad phrases too.
Yes, that's Fences, higher on my list.
Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures was some shit. We went with Larry and Sharon to see it.
Yeah,
dropping names too. Larry and Sharon, and they saw them both, and undoubtedly, like, Sharon was raving about Fences when we walked in. Oh my god. Fences was so amazing. I want to go see it again.
Yeah.
Then we saw Hidden Figures. Fences what? Like it? Excuse me. It was good. I'd recommend it.
It's on the list. It's on the list. I'm going to get out there one day and I'm going to see these films. I'm going to rejoin regular society at some point.
Listen, as long as I get to see Logan, I'm good. That's my movie. I got to see that movie.
Man, I know This Get Out one is the one I'm waiting for. I know y'all heard me. I wanna mention this because I want some advertising dollars or some free equipment. What I'm vaping. Since we haven't done a what you sipping in a while, I'm gonna do a what I'm vaping. I just got the smoke. I don't know. Skyhook.
So is that it?
What's that?
That's the smoke?
This is the Smok Skyhook.
So for some reason, I thought that was the other one that had the carbon fiber.
No, that's the...
So you got two with carbon fiber.
Yeah, two. That's the Segelli... That one's up there. The Segelli 213. This is the Smok Skyhook RDTA box.
It looked the same. How can you... It looked like carbon fiber and magnesium.
That's got some carbon fiber.
That one looked like it was carbon fiber and gunmetal.
See, this is a RDTA. I could get into the nerddom.
I thought they was the same exact shit. This
RDTA box with the... with your atomizer built in. It's an all-in-one system, holds 9 mils of liquid. I can do the whole, whatever the fuck you want to call it, nice screen on it. But this thing, and I got some, this is California Vaping Company Toucan Slam.
Oh, I almost thought you was going to say Kush. Nah. I thought you were going to say California Kush. Nah. And I was like, really? They got once like again, California Kush?
Once again, prosecutors and judges. notice I did not say California Kush. What I did say was California Vaping Company Toucan Slam. Tastes like Fruit Loops or some shit. But yeah, this is pretty nice. I'm enjoying it so far. I bought it from VaporDNA.com. VaporDNA, y'all can send me some shit. I'll take it and review it and talk about it and hype you up on the podcast.
So
send me the free
speaking
shit.
Of being full of smoke.
Uh-oh.
The inauguration's coming up.
I mean, we will be full of smoke. They still planning to hand out free weed at the inauguration.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to be there. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, shit, free weed. How about, first of all, I understand you can sell anything. But scalping tickets to the inauguration.
Do you know how people, we talked about
you can hustle anything.
We talked about flipping them Supreme bricks. We've talked about
literally flipping bricks.
Flipping brick. We've talked about flipping sneakers, flipping J's. We've talked about flipping video game systems, all that.
People are trying to flip inauguration tickets.
Do you know how people came up on them Obama tickets? The money that people made on them
this
Obama
is a whole
tickets?
Different story,
this
though.
This is a whole different story. So people thought, we had two straight inaugurations where, people got in good, did what they needed to do, made a quick buck. They was like, let's follow it up. Third time's a charm.
No we dice. Can't get rid of them.
No dice.
Literally, they can't give them away.
Can't give them away.
Because Trump is in here trying to give them away, and he can't give them away.
Oh, man.
He's like, you can come to inauguration for free. Nah, I'm washing my hair that night. Like, turn down.
Nobody's going to stand out in the cold for that.
Ain't nobody trying to see Trump get inaugurated.
Hey, people might come out for the free weed. But people, I don't think you got to make it all the way down there.
It's still people hoping and praying it's coming down to the wire. We found a loophole. It's here. Yeah. It's here. So.
And that's my city, and I love my city. And I sat there and I watched that the protests, march, or whatever happened today. That was blocking streets and stuff like that. Oh man,
that was 25 people deep.
It seemed like it was about 25 people in that joint, and whoever was doing the drumming on the buckets, I gotta rep a little better. Like, there's some nice dudes up there with that bucket drumming. What I heard on the Facebook Live clips was not representative of the city, so I'm a little bothered by that. But I'm tired of the protest. At this point, I really think like I was saying earlier, we're so far apart that. No protest is good. You just talking to other people who agree with you at this point, because you're not changing the minds of the people who don't agree with you, because the gap is too far. You're not converting anybody. You're not going to find the right meme. You're not going to post the perfect, well thought out, perfectly written post
at all
that a Trump supporter is going to read and be like, you know what? I was wrong this whole time. This person is showing me the light. We are not speaking the same language. We are not using the same logic.
No.
At this point, to me, these protests and all these things I've been seeing, all this going back and forth and arguing, is for nothing. The only thing you're going to get is people that agree with you taking your side and more people that don't agree with you back in the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just clashing. We just talking at each other. That's all we're doing.
This Canada, this United States, this It's Niagara Falls. That's how big the fucking divide is. That's
how big the divide is.
Dude.
Yeah, it's not half. So, that's what I was talking about earlier today. Like, I'm really trying to embrace this be the light philosophy that we've been pushing forward in the last couple of episodes. Like, I don't want to continue to do this arguing and this back and forth.
I don't want
to
argue. The only part that kills me, like we said earlier, it's the willful ignorance.
Yeah.
The willful ignorance and the fact that there's no fact. If you can't have a solid frame of reference,
right,
one agreeable piece of information, how can you have a supporting argument?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. At this point, we can't anymore. We can't. You know, you talk to some of these people and you could be like, well, can we agree that you're sitting in that chair right now? No, I wouldn't call it sitting.
I'm resting.
I'm resting in the chair, and there's a difference. You don't understand it because, you know, yeah.
Man, what's crazy, there are people like that.
Yeah.
There are people like that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is where we are now. And so I think we're increasing the divide. And I talked about this in earlier episodes, like right after the election, that like we created this. We told them that they were deplorable and stupid and all this other stuff for so long that, you know, we made them defensive. We pushed them away. We put them in this little like corner. And then they won. So now it's like you bonded us all together. You made us feel like we were the outcast, and now we won, and it's over for you. Like, you know,
just wait till they see the outcome.
Now you can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me because you told me I was stupid for months, and I beat y'all. So you can't tell me.
And what's crazy, a lot of them are stupid though.
Right, but continuing to tell them they stupid is not winning the battle.
You know how many people voted for Trump, Trump supporters, and I'm at work, and everybody's like, I'm so happy that they got rid of Obamacare. I got the Affordable Care Act anyway, the Affordable Health Act anyway, so I'm still covered. It's the same shit.
But this same is what I'm saying. Like, but even if you try to expose that to them at that point, like, it's the same thing. It's all worked out. It's amazing what the human mind is, a powerful thing. And the human mind can convince itself of damn near anything it wants to. And I think we've pushed people so far that people on both sides have convinced themselves of certain things. And there is no breaking that. There is no breaking that. There is no getting past that. So at this point, I think it is, you know, if you believe what you believe, you move in that direction. You take the action that you need to take to move in that direction. And at the end of the day, what's right will prevail. But this argumentative nature that we've adopted right now.
Yeah, no, it's not getting any better.
It's self-destructing. It hurts. Like, I read these tweets and I read this stuff and I see the back and forth that people have.
See, that's my biggest thing. Like, not even just the ignorance, the inhumanity and some of these people's phrases and just the empty rhetoric. Even if you don't believe in Obama, the shit that comes out of your mouth, like, how could you even say about another human being? You know what I mean? That doesn't mean. I'm not a loss of words, really, because that's just...
This is what I'm saying. I feel like as much as that stuff has come from the other side, there's a lot that's coming from our side, too. Like, we're saying these things about them. We're telling them deplorables, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then we hear them say something about us, and we're like, how could you say something like that? We've been...
But see, that's my thing. I'm equal. I call out both sides.
Yeah. So
I'm not saying anything terribly wrong about Trump. I call out what's there. And I've honestly called out Obama on his shit too.
So at this point, I'm like I said, like I did in the last episode, I'm trying to take on a thought process of putting it on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, be the light. If I think you're wrong, then, you know, I think you're wrong. And my way of showing you you're wrong is to be what I think is right and let you see how that works. I can't keep telling you you're wrong because that's not working. It's only making you dig in to that belief. Mm-hmm. If we just get together, and when I say we, but with we, I got to start with me. Mm-hmm. You know, the only person I can control is myself. And I feel like if I keep putting this on them, if I keep saying it's them and they got to change and I got to convince them to do something differently, that I'm giving up all the power.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on somebody else to be different for things to change. What I can do is myself. I can mm-hmm. be the light and hope that my light spreads and my light shines and we kill the darkness that way. I can't kill the darkness by telling it to stop being dark, because that's not working.
Honestly, that's too much energy anyway.
It's too much energy. So that's what I'm saying. Be the light. Be the light is my stance right now. I'm looking at this stuff and it's hurting me. It's darkness. I don't even want to keep talking about the darkness. I don't want to keep pointing it out. We all see it. We know it's there. Be the light.
We'll see how this goes. Kindler, gentler flame.
Kindler, gentler. Because I'm trying, though. I'm trying. Now, as I say all of that, I do want to bring this up because I read this article and I thought it was dope. And this was like from June of this year. So it was before the election. Somebody on the crack.com site was trying to debunk a lot of the stuff that Trump said. And they actually started looking at his tweets. And they were realizing that it looked like the Trump campaign was pretty much inventing supporters. He was like quoting and retweeting people who either didn't exist or only existed for that one particular quote. And when you tried to go back and find that tweet, the tweet was gone. Like, you couldn't tell if he just quoted something that never happened or he quoted something and then his quote-unquote supporter deleted it. And then, you know, and that's not even the point of what I'm bringing the article up for. But toward the end of the article, he said this, and I thought this was like the dopest thing in the article, and it kind of supports what I'm saying now. He said, even trying to debunk Trump lies in the first place is like pointing out plot holes in a porno. All you're doing is announcing to everyone that you're the wrong audience for what's going on. And that's it. Like, it's like if you're not a Trump supporter and you're trying to look at that stuff and tell people what's wrong with it, you know, you're talking to the wrong group of people. All you're saying is you're not the person that was meant for. That's exactly. You're not the person that message was meant for. Because if you don't get it, then you weren't that person. It was tailor-made for some people who was going to get it. They get it. And if you don't get it, you're not one of them. And that's all you're saying. So just let it go. Let it go. And just be the light. Namaste. What does namaste mean? I just threw that in there. I don't even know what that is. Because that's like religious. Is that Buddhist?
I think it is.
I gotta not like say.
I'm about to go. Let's see. Well, what does Wikipedia say?
I don't want to say like religious things that I don't understand. I could be calling upon forces that I'm not equipped to handle.
It's a respectful form of greeting in the Hindu custom.
All right, well, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I wasn't trying to greet nobody. But I'm just saying, man, like personal responsibility, personal accountability. I'm putting it on myself. All I can do from this day forward is be the light, is represent what I think is right and hope other people see that and want to mm-hmm. join in. But I'm done with the you're wrong, because it's falling on deaf ears and it's useless. It's a waste of energy.
Well, we're almost at that time, but I think you'll squeeze this last one in.
All right, what we got? We're going to go with that one?
Yeah, I mean, because I was already on WikiLeaks, so I was like, and I honestly didn't do that on purpose. All right, I was on Wiki.
Like,
so.
I'm still debating like if I'm taking that stance or not. But I'm gonna let you
know. It's so Obama, basically, you know, one of his last acts.
Obama.
He commuted a ton of sentences, let a bunch of people out, shortened some sentences, you know, changed some shit up, switched some shit up, you know. It's like, we had them incarcerated. Shit wasn't working. People were trying to kill themselves. People teaching other people says, you know, we trying shit. Trying to switch it up. So Obama switched it up. One of the people whose sentences he commuted was Chelsea Manning, the infamous whistleblower. Brandy. So, they decided to blow the whistle on the United States. And got convicted. So I started reading a little bit into this. And I'm not against anybody's personal choices. I just thought it was funny that she blew the whistle, was convicted by the United States government. And the day of conviction, the day after conviction, he decides to announce he's actually a woman and wants to go undergo, you know, gender reassignment surgery and, you know, take the hormones and do everything else that's required for him to now be her. That it just seemed awful convenient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, so basically we're at the point where her sentence was commuted. Think she's going to be out in like 5 months or something like that. She's going to commute it from 35 years to 7 years. Most of it is time served. So she has about 120 days left. And we're at the point where like she already tried to kill herself twice in prison. Between the hunger strikes and everything else. Right. So she was forced to like get the medications. Now it's at the point where they had no choice. They were going to have to pay for, you know, her surgeries and everything because she's a woman trapped in a man's body. They have to do, by law, like all of this stuff. Now I feel like the sentence was commuted. I don't know if the sentence was commuted because every other like whistleblower or leaker or whatever, none of them had gotten anywhere near like 35 years. That was just the unprecedented amount of time that he gave somebody or that a person was given rather for that crime.
Right.
Or B, the fact that the government has to foot the bill for all of this stuff anyway. So I was like, fuck it. And like, I'm looking everywhere and I don't see anybody complaining about the fact that he commuted her sentence from 35 years to 7 years. And like, he's letting her out. Nobody's anywhere is saying, no, that's not right. She lead government information. She should be in jail. Everybody's like, you know, she did her time served and, you know, she's going to be out now and she can go ahead and get her surgery. She can get her surgery.
Right.
Not the U.S. government, but she can get it.
Yeah.
It's like, was that the idea like all along? Like, I don't know. I don't want to look too much into it, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of questions for me. And it's a lot of that, you know, like what can you say or what can you question? I'm torn. I have a stance and I did have more that I wanted to say, but I kind of feel like, I don't know. I kind of feel like I need to take more time.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous. So I need to take more time.
Can't say nothing these days.
To flesh out that opinion before I start. And to make sure, because, you know, like I said before in the article about what is TWS, a lot of times what you hear on this show is me forming an opinion as I'm talking. And I think this is one of those topics where it's too dangerous to do that.
You gotta get the facts.
I can't form an opinion as I'm speaking because you say that you give the wrong soundbite and then it doesn't matter what you said after it or what conclusion you eventually came to. You said the wrong thing at the wrong time. So it's just a weird situation to me. I wonder if it's a precedent. Like, has the situation come up?
That's what some other people are saying. It might set a dangerous precedent.
Has the situation come up with anyone else where, you know, as a prisoner, we have to give them medical care and that medical care extends to preventing them from harming themselves by medically affirming their gender identity. I'm proud of myself for the way I kind of like worded some of that.
Wordsmith.
That was dope. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's a lot I want to say, but I guess I'm not firm enough in that opinion. I haven't done the research. I don't understand it enough.
I'll save that one for another day. It's more information coming out on it anyway. I'm curious to see what else happens in these next couple of days. What is it, the 20th? Today's the 17th?
Yeah.
3 days left?
I do want to say this. I'm going to get in trouble. All right, fuck it. So, Brandon Manning, because it was Brandon at the time of the arrest.
I believe it was Brandon,
at the time of the trial. So, Brandon Bradley Manning gets arrested, is tried, is convicted, right? After the conviction, Bradley Manning becomes Chelsea Manning, but Manning still goes to a male prison. So I say this to say, is that setting a precedent for the whole bathroom situation? So here was a man that we knew was a man that then changed his gender identity, or not changed, but
Announced. Born Bradley. This is the official statement. Born Bradley Manning, Chelsea announced her gender transition the verdict was handed down, announcing, "I am Chelsea Manning. I am a female." So that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah,
these are questions for me. So these are questions. So was Chelsea Manning sent to a male prison because Chelsea Manning was technically convicted as Bradley Manning? She was convicted as a man, and so she got the punishment of a man, or did she get sent to a male prison because?
And see, this is the thing. See, this is where
she identified as a woman. She was still biologically a man, and so they couldn't.
This is where
would there have been outrage?
This is where designations come in, because Chelsea Manning is a woman, but Bradley Manning is male. See, that's the difference. And I'm listening to you while you were saying it. Yeah. Chelsea Manning is a woman, but that woman is a male, has male body parts. You know, no matter, even after the gender reassignment surgery, biologically, she will be male. She will be a woman,
right?
But she will be male. See, so this is the argument.
When we had a bathroom conversation, it is what you people want to go to the bathroom that they identify with, mm-hmm. and not the bathroom that they genetically are associated with. And in this case, this person went to the prison that they genetically were, mm-hmm. you know, identified with, and not the prison. Like, would there have been outrage if Chelsea Manning had been allowed to go to a female facility?
Probably. But then again, Trump had something at the Towers, and Caitlyn Jenner was in attendance, and Trump let Caitlyn use the women's bathroom. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. It feels like a precedent was set a little bit there to me. Like, you know, you were in a situation. I think you were in a situation where you had to make a determination of the facility a person used. No pun intended. And you had to decide whether to go with their gender identity or their genetics. And it looks like in this situation they went with genetics. I don't understand any of this enough to have like a fully formed opinion on it. I'd love to hear from somebody. I say this every episode. Don't nobody ever reach out to me if I'm feeling lonely and shit. But I'm not a bad person. I'm a curious person. Mm-hmm. I'm not like an overly opinionated, judgmental person. I'm trying to, everything I've been saying on this podcast is like, it's trying to, you know, shake that identity. Like, I'm not in the you're wrong, I'm right business. I'm not in the judgment business. I honestly tried to turn the other cheek several times on Facebook today, and that's the hardest motherfucking thing to do.
Facebook
in life.
Facebook was a nightmare.
Shout out to Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi. You know how you did some of the stuff you did when people was in your face. Because I'm on Facebook, like, nigga, say one more.
Yeah, one more motherfucking thing. You saw some conversations I had on Facebook. I can't do it. I couldn't have one more Facebook because the amount of willful ignorance, I can't do it.
I'm just trying to understand that, and that's the whole point of this podcast to me, is trying to understand. I want to understand, and hopefully through my understanding, other people understand, or maybe you understand me. Whatever, let's just understand each other. Mm-hmm. Let's kumbaya, all that. You know, let's do that. Let's.
So on that note,
J. Cole now, like, can I do it?
On that note, that's what we're going to leave you guys with. The lesson of the day.
See how many followers we lose.
The lesson of the day is understanding.
All right, Rich, let's take a bet. How many followers are we going to lose?
Shit. I mean, what do we got now? Three? I mean.
Oh, man.
Shit. We're not too popular.
But I'm cool with that. I never was popular. I'm good. Comfortable in my own skin.
It is what it is. It'll happen when it's ready to happen.
Be the light, people.
Be the light.
Be the light.
Yeah, as always, TT Charities.
TTCharities.org. Please go check it out. Look at the programs they got going right now. Donate if you can. Even if you don't have money, donate time, donate clothing, donate toys. Whatever it is they need. TTCharities.org. My man Tavares Taylor doing a lot of good. And we need to support each other, take care of each other, and that's a great organization to get involved with to help do that. Flint, Michigan, which is one of the causes that they are pushing for, please don't forget that is still going on. We're talking about no clean water since 2014. People are definitely suffering, and any help you can give will go a long way. TWS Multimedia. Big thing, more big things coming. We did launch the store. Launched
an online store, e-store. Yeah. Check us out for the official White Pants Society gear.
Get your White Pants Society gear, get your shirts, get your, we got hats.
Shirts, hats, mugs, pillows, you know, everything.
Whatever, you know, you get your TWS stuff. And the logo is dope. We got other logos. We got a lot more stuff coming in terms of merchandising.
Shout out to Daryl. Shout out to Rico. Did his thing with that logo. That logo is pretty popping.
That logo was dope. I couldn't have hoped for a better visual representation of the brand. Mm-hmm. So very dope. The store is open. Check it out. Support if you can. But if nothing else, listen. Tell a friend. Have them listen. Share the post. If you see the post share on the Facebook, post. Facebook. If you see the post on Twitter, share the post. Just share.
Repost it. Press play. Why retweet. Not?
Yeah. Just. Give us a chance, and if you hear something you don't like, let us know. Talk to us about it. If you hear something you do like, let us know. Talk to us about it. Shout out to Bonnie. She hits me up on our actual website with comments all the time, so we're able to have a quick back and forth, quick dialogue about whatever we discuss, and I appreciate that. So all the people I mentioned in this episode, I'm watching. I'm calling people out.
You're going to count down how long it's going to take you to respond.
And if I see you in the street, I ain't turning the other cheek. whatever. What you got, Rich?
No, and that's it. Just bear with us. Keep coming. We're going. We're not stopping.
All right. Be the light.
Peace.
Peace.